Welcome to the Kenkel Fritz and Friends podcast. If you want to hear the show, you can find it on Family Life Radio. If you want to find a station near you, you can go to myflr.org or stream it online.
Hey, Misty, here's a little best of from today's show.
Family Life Radio, Kenkel Fritz and Friends with you. So Olivia Douglas received a few Amazon packages that are addressed to her. 68 boxes of flags. And she contacted Amazon. They said, just keep them. What do you do when you get a massive quantity of something? Is this...
Start an Etsy shop.
Yeah, right.
Right.
Janice is with us from Chattanooga, Tennessee. Now, you had something similar?
I do. Ever since 2020, every 4 weeks, I get nasal sanitizer swabs delivered to my house that I have never ordered.
What?
Yes.
I've never even heard of that.
I haven't either, and they're like $25, and there's no snip in the Amazon box to even call.
Wow.
Or even change it. So I have no clue. I've talked to everyone I know to make, like, in my family to make sure that they didn't order them for me. And nope, they just get delivered to my address with my name on it.
What is a nasal sanitizing swab?
Yeah, really.
It is these random Q-tips, and you put this stuff that smells like orange juice on it, and you rub it inside your nose.
Oh, my goodness.
Keeps you from getting sick, apparently.
Oh, so you think this was like a COVID-type thing, maybe?
I think so, but I have no clue where it was ordered from or why I get it delivered.
That is amazing.
But every 4 weeks, I have like 24 boxes of that thing in my house.
You have the cleanest nose in Chattanooga.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, thanks for sharing.
No problem. You have a blessed day.
You too.
You know, it's funny. After this phone call, I've thought, do I need something like this?
I know.
It's Kenkel Fritz and Friends with you. Hope you're having a wonderful morning. Gloria is with us. Hello.
Hey, good morning. I love y'all's show.
Oh.
Wonderful show. It's a blessing in my life completely, and found your radio station many years ago, and y'all are uplifting and just so encouraging, and really, I could just go on and on.
Oh,
in fact,
wow. Sweet. Well, why stop?
There you go. At Christmas, I tell all my family to give as a gift to give to you guys.
Aww.
So to make sure they do a donation. Yeah.
Oh, that's so kind.
But you guys have been wonderful.
Well, I'm so glad the station has been ministering to you.
It has. It has in so many ways. So y'all have just a blessed day.
Thank you.
Just continue what you're doing, and may God bless you, each one of you. And truly, y'all are just a blessing on the airways, and want to keep you on forever.
Oh,
so sweet.
Thank you. That's very kind of you.
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. So Gloria gave this morning as well, and we're asking you, maybe you might do that. You know, our fundraiser is starting in just a couple of days. You know, with everything going on in the world, there is a huge need to share hope right now more than ever. And we would love to get off to our best start ever with our spring share-a-thon. Again, it's starting here in just a couple days. Would you take that step of faith, pick up that phone, and call and give whatever God's laid in your heart?
Maybe it's that dollar a day, the $30 a month. You could do it all at once with a gift of $360. And just the hope that you're infusing through your family and your community and nationwide, and honestly through the amazement that is technology worldwide. We hear from people in different countries as well. Just think, if you could do a leadership gift of $1,000 or more, you could break that up by month if you wanted to. That really helps those who are not in a financial position to give right now.
And just to encourage you to give right now, how fun is this? You could win $3,000 in free gas thanks to some friends of the ministry making this possible. It's $1,500 for you, $1,500 for you to bless a friend in need. Wouldn't it be fun to make that phone call and say, hey, I've got $1,500 for you? That's with your prayer pledge or your gift right now at 888-888-9976.
So we're looking for the first 300 people to hop on board, do that $30 a month at 888-888-9976 or myflr.org. And you're in the running to win that free gas. Think of the odds. The 1 in 300. That's not bad, is
it?
Someone's going to win that. Might as well be you. And just, here's the deal. Again, this starts here in just a couple of days, and we're just a little over halfway where we need to be. We got a long ways to go, so if you're thinking about giving, maybe you've never done this before. What a great opportunity to do it right now at 888-888-9976 or myflr.org. So we're looking for three people last hour. We got all three.
Awesome.
This hour,
thank you.
Because we got a little larger audience size, we need at least five more people. Will you be one of five to hop on board and do $30 a month or more? Can we count on you? Maybe that leadership gift of $1,000. It's needed. Just call right now. Can you do it in the next 5 minutes? Here's that phone number.
888-888-9976. That's 888-888-9976.
You can do this online.
MyFLR.org.
And don't forget, you can do it in our new app right now as well. So download the Family Life Radio app. You can give right there. And thank you.
Helping you experience hope. Family Life Radio.
So we were talking about earlier this, how many boxes did they get? It was like the ridiculous
68,
68 boxes of flags from Amazon turned up. And they just kept showing up and showing up and showing up. And just curious if you've ever received anything you never ordered before. Wendy's with us from Michigan. What do you got?
So I got a pillow with a pug dog on it. I don't even have a dog. It was very strange. And of course, like you said, they didn't want it back.
Right.
So where I used to work, they had a bench you could set stuff on, people would just take, and I took it there and somebody took it.
There you go. You dropped it off at work.
That's adorable. A pug pillow.
And you don't even have a dog.
Nope.
Maybe it's a sign from God.
I heard this story about
you need a dog now. Taking a snake bite for his daughter. And we're just wondering if you have ever been involved in something like that. Or maybe somebody took something for you. What happened there? Danny is with us from Michigan. Tell us what happened.
My friend and I, Jim Martin, were scuba diving off the coast of Florida, about 60 feet down, just enjoying the rock reefs off Florida. We've been diving for a while, and his regulator went bad. Exhaust valve went bad and let water in his regulator, and he thought it was just a little something and tried to fix it underwater and breathed in a whole bunch of water.
Oh, wow.
But it couldn't be fixed. So I gave him my regulator, expecting him to take a breath and get it back, and the look in his eyes and the grip on my regulator, and knew it wasn't coming back.
Oh, wow.
There I was 60 feet down with no air. And I looked at him and I said, well, this is not good. I can't rip my regulator out of his mouth. So.
Right.
So you can't just run up to the surface, because all kinds of bad things will happen in your body if you do. So we had to go up nice and slow and easy. And he was so thankful when we got to the surface. And
Well, you know, one of the things that I learned as being a former lifeguard is when you go to save somebody, their panic can take you down.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of what happened to you.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow.
Yep, I saw that in his eyes and felt it in his grip.
Wow.
Oh, man. Whew. What a good friend you are.
Yeah.
We're still good today.
Good. And you're still on the planet too, so that's good too. Man, what a story. Well, thank you so much for sharing.
You're very welcome. God bless you if they're like crazy.
Oh, thank you.
Thanks.
You too.
I like that. Do you have any good news to share? We want to hear it. Give us a call at 888-888-9976. So tell us what happened.
I was living in another state, and I was in between jobs, and I'm a very private person, and it was a little painful, so I didn't want people to know that I was in between jobs. Well, and I shared it with one of my dear friends, and they said, well, what are you going to do? And I said, Jim, I don't know. I don't know what I'm going to do. And they were going to come to visit me anyway. And so 3 days later, there was a card addressed to them, and I knew to put it away till they got there. So when they actually came, they said, I want you to open this card. And there was a year's worth of rent.
Whoa, that's huge.
$6,600. And I always said, God, if I'm ever in that position to bless somebody with that going forward, I have two acquaintances that are in that situation now. And I said, I would split the 66 and give one half of it to one of them and one half to the other. And I would remind them that job is a resource. God is our source.
Amen.
To put legs on the faith. So I wanted to share that with you because I hadn't remembered that in so long. But he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And I hope that encourages someone.
I love that. A job is a resource, but God is your source. And that's true.
God is the source.
We sometimes look at our jobs as the only way for income to come in, and that's not the case. God can use anything.
One quarter of what I would have made in a job back in the day, and I got it in a day. So just be encouraged, and like I said, if I had the means today, I would absolutely do that to sow that seed of expectancy and trust into their lives.
That's awesome.
So what is your story? Give us a call right now. 888-888-9976. Hey, happy St. Patrick's Day. One of my favorite St. Patrick's quotes.
Oh, okay.
If you just want to say this to yourself as we read, Christ within me, Christ before me, Christ behind me, Christ in me, Christ beneath me, Christ above me, Christ to my right, Christ to my left, Christ when I lie down, when I sit down, when I rise, Christ in the heart of every man who thinks of me.
Wow.
Ooh. Christ in the mouth of everyone who speaks to me, and Christ in every eye that sees me and every ear that hears me. I love that.
That is beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, Jesus all around you today on St. Patrick's Day.
Family Life Radio.
I've got joy down in my soul. I'm going to let this feeling take control.
Hey, think about what's bringing you joy, and then give us a call at 888-888-9976. Amber is with us. Tell us what's bringing you joy.
We are celebrating 17 years of marriage today.
Hey, woo! That's awesome.
Yeah. Congrats.
Yeah, but most of all, just that our kids are healthy. We had a scare this summer with our boy and had a brain tumor removed earlier this month.
Oh, my goodness.
That's a biggie.
And it's not cancer.
Well, that's great news.
He's back to normal, driving.
It's great news.
Yeah.
Tumor's out and celebrating marriage.
Yeah.
I think that's a reason to praise God right there.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Fantastic.
We listen to your radio all the time, all three vehicles.
Thank you.
Thanks for doing that.
Thank you for all you do.
Oh, well, thanks for listening. So what's bringing you joy today? Give us a call right now, 888-888-9976. Never stop doing the little things for others. Sometimes those little things occupy the biggest part of their hearts. It's Kenkel Fritz and Friends with you on Family Life Radio. We saw this and I thought, oh, that's really good. Has somebody just done something that's little for you? Or maybe you had the opportunity to do something that's little for somebody else? It doesn't have to be big.
No.
But I think it's a good point. The little things doesn't have to be big and really show somebody love and care about them.
Yeah.
You know?
Can rearrange your whole day in the best way sometimes.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Love that.
Love that too. And now you said you had something your husband had done. Tell us what happened.
Well, a neighbor called my husband, who's very handy, and said, you put in a fan for me, and I'd like you to come and put in another one. And Michael said, what is your name? And the guy gave him his name, and I'm listening to the conversation. My husband shrugged his shoulders like, I've never heard of this guy. And he said, what's your address? And the guy tells him, and he shrugged his shoulders again. He says, oh, okay, I'll come put in your ceiling fan. So he said to me after he hung up, well, maybe when I meet him, I'll remember him or his house. So he goes to the guy's house, and he said, I've never been in that house before. I never met that man before in my life. So he went ahead and put the ceiling fan in for this total stranger who was our neighbor.
You know, it does make you wonder, what is your neighbor thinking? Is he, does he have your husband confused with somebody else?
Yeah, but how did he get our number?
Yes.
And then he tried to pay my husband, and my husband said, no. I think he realized he'd never seen him before when he came.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, I wonder how he got his phone number.
That's funny. He was confused,
Well, and would you just would you just call someone up and tell them to come over and
Why not? So funny.
I know. I mean, hey, you put this fan in. I want you to put another one in. Oh. Okay. What an example of Jesus.
Hope you enjoyed the podcast. If you want to learn more about the morning show or to get in touch with us, head over to myflr.org.
Thanks for listening to the Kinkle Fritz and Friends podcast, heard on Family Life Radio. We would appreciate it so much if you could rate, review, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. You can also find more exclusive content at myflr.org and FLR Mornings on both Facebook and Instagram. And if you support Family Life Radio, thank you.